So if this was a UFO, right, and there were, what do you think they would look like?
You mean, do I think they're like little gray people with big black eyes?
Yeah.
It's something so far beyond what you could possibly imagine. Found something in the signal, I'll tell you if you come to the party tonight. Background and I had no idea what it was. I tried reformatting the computer, but it just showed up again. It was on a leased computer too. I saw something in the activity log. Signals of Frank Drake and crossing and sent out to space in the 70s. That was a semi-prime number two.
I'm going to try to put this in a little bit of perspective for you.
Type 1 is a global civilization that controls an energy level roughly equivalent to all of the solar energy striking the planet's surface.
As strong as is the American ground knobs and
so if this was a UFO, right, and they were, what do you think they would look like?
You mean, do I think they're like little gray people with big black eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. Something so far beyond what you could possibly imagine. Found something in the signal, I'll tell you if you come to the party tonight.
So what does that mean?
Well, a sequence of prime numbers could mean it came from an intelligent life form, but one on its own doesn't mean anything necessarily. Signal that Frank Drake and Carl Sagan sent out into space in the 70s, right? That was a semi-prime number two.
Applications in all kinds of things like structural engineering, spin transitions in neutral hydrogen.
there was a coded message in the tower recording.
What?
In the tower recording, it sounded like there was interference, but it was actually a signal.
Can anyone explain to me how this can be used for determining the tower? As well as confirming your location in space.
In all kinds of things like structural engineering and spin transitions in neutral hydrogen.
So the fact that one guy is saying one thing and everyone else is saying something else, it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you.